Now, we were talking about freedom of movement on the programme, but what about freedom of movement for rare and exotic insects? I'm looking at a picture here of a terrifying-looking scorpion. And where was it? Walking along the corridor at Dublin Airport. With me on the line is Lisa Gannon, originally from Waterville. Lisa, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Jerry. Long time no see.
Long time no see, long time no talk is right, Lisa. Listen, what happened? Tell me, in God's name, what's a scorpion doing walking around Dublin Airport?
I know. Well, that's exactly what we thought when we got off the flight. So my family and I had just got back from Croatia. Our flight was delayed 2 hours, so we got into Dublin Airport about 10:30 on Tuesday night. And my husband was walking ahead of me and my daughter to use the bathroom. So we stopped. And next thing, my husband, there was a group of women ahead of us, about three women ahead of us, and they kind of went to take their bags off their back, so it was definitely their carry-on, because we hadn't got to the checked luggage yet. And next thing we know, my husband sees something like fall out of one of the bags and land on the ground, and next minute you hear these squeals, and the three women are screaming and squealing, and he goes over, he said, you okay? And he said, I saw something fall out of your bag. And we looked down, and that's the picture. He took the picture straight away, and it was a scorpion, and it was probably 2 or 3 inches in length, and it was the scariest looking thing we'd seen. Yeah, in Dublin Airport.
I'm looking at it here. My God. It looks like something that you'd see, let's say, in a movie, a Western or something like that.
Exactly. So then, of course, now, there was a couple of flights. I do not believe they were on our flight. I don't recall seeing them on our flight. So at the time, there was definitely a couple of flights coming in. So my husband kept asking the girls, he's like, what flight did you come off? But they kind of never really answered us. I think they'd actually left one bag on the plane. So they were a bit kind of excited and kind of worrying about how to get back to get their bag and so on. So he kept saying, what flight did you come from? But we never got an answer. So now the crowd starts to gather around it and people are taking pictures and it's moving, like it's scurrying along the corridor. And we waited. My husband said, look, we got to tell somebody. So everyone else kind of, went on their way. They were rushing to try and get their checked bags and stuff. So we waited because the three women were waiting anyway to try and alert somebody that they had left one of their bags on the plane. And so two members of the airport basically came through like an area that staff only goes through. And the women were, my husband went over to tell them, listen, this is on the ground. You need to take care of this. And the girls were talking to them about their bag and so on and so forth. And next thing we know, we were waiting to speak to them. We turned around, and I think someone had rolled over it or stepped on it with its luggage because it was no longer alive and moving.
Oh, my God. It was killed. It was squished.
It was killed and it was squished on the floor. But it was just bizarre to see this thing scurrying along the corridor.
It didn't make it out of the airport into the wild Irish countryside.
I can confirm there is not a scorpion outside Dublin Airport. It is no longer alive.
So is it the thought, Lisa, that this crept into someone? This wasn't someone bringing exotic and rare arachnids into Ireland. This was, it just actually made it through the flight because it got into someone's baggage in an airport somewhere across the world.
Exactly. And it was definitely a backpack. It was definitely, because she said she had it on her back. It was a backpack. And kind of whatever, she stopped walking because I guess they'd choose a bathroom too, where I realized they'd forgotten one of their bags. And my husband said, I saw it fall out. So it was definitely out of a backpack, which is kind of terrifying in its own sense, because you think, oh God, what would it have done if I got into my car, or if I, if they'd driven away or made it out of the airport, it's probably more the bigger issue. But it was definitely in their carry-on baggage.
Well, the native range of scorpions, scorpions are southern hemisphere creatures. They don't, you'll get them in southern France, Spain, all over Africa, South America, the United States, obviously, into Asia, down to Australia, but you don't get any really, they're too cold for them in the northern hemisphere, so they wouldn't, it probably wouldn't have survived anyway, but their stings are dangerous. They're not life-threatening, apparently, but they are painful.
Yeah. Yeah, and it definitely looked scarier than I think it probably, like I said, it would look scarier than probably the damage it could have done. But just the thought of it being in your carry-on, it's scary, especially for somebody, that doesn't like bugs.
Yeah, crawling up onto your shoulder during the flight maybe or something like that.
Exactly.
Incredible. Well, listen, Lisa, look, we'll post a picture of the scorpion on social media. So if any expert can identify what type of scorpion it is and what country it may have come from, might be interesting.
Made it from. Exactly. Yeah, because it'd be interesting, because like I said, we came from Croatia. We stayed in predominantly Dubrovnik, and I do not believe those women were on our flight. I don't recall seeing them.
Yeah.
And it'd be interesting for everyone to see where exactly the flights were coming in from.
Okay. Lisa, listen, thanks a million for telling us that story, and good luck with it, and good to talk to you again.
You're welcome.